Good evening. It is day 19.
No, it isn't.
No, day 20 of Audio Mo, right?
Yes. Moon Day. Isn't it Moon Day? Or is that tomorrow?
Today is Moon Day. January or July 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, today's Moon Day.
That's what I thought.
So happy Moon Day.
Happy Moon Day.
It was, let's see, that would be 44 years ago.
Damn, we're old. I remember that really well.
I do too. So it is late for us as far as booing goes. We'll try to boo tomorrow morning. So pick one of the things you were telling me about, and we'll talk about that. And then tomorrow morning we can talk about the other one.
Well, let's talk about what books are we people who reread books?
Okay. And your answer to that, I have my answer to
yes,
my question.
Yes, I am. But I am too. I'm selective about it.
Right.
There
are actually books that we cannot read upstairs because they're our favorite books. Generally, we have a book going overnight.
Yeah, while we're sleeping.
And, like, for example, we cannot usually sleep to Sail Beyond the Sunset. Because there's way too many things that we really like about that
yeah.
book.
Yeah. Oh, this is about to happen. I gotta wait. Oh, they're about to say this. You know, or whatever. So.
And, oh, God, I hate this part. You know, and.
Yeah, and then they talk about Brian. I'm just like, oh, I hate you. I hate you so much.
And, so, that was not a fart. That was Nancy's phone vibrating.
Yeah, my phone was vibrating. I apologize, guys.
But that's one of the books, that's one of our go-to books, right?
Yeah. Yeah, now, like, who was it? Amber, I think, was saying she tends to reread books before she goes to sleep. See, I think we said in another boo, I can't sleep with it quiet.
Right.
I need to have some sort of noise in the background. I don't really care what it is. TV, radio, a book. My teacher's talking to me at school. No. Heavens, I would never do such a thing.
Your dog snoring.
My boss.
she hasn't said her husband.
No, I didn't. I thought about it, but then I didn't.
Well, thank you.
So, but when we reread books, we tend to do that upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And
because, you know, you wake up and you go, oh, I know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then you pay it some attention and then you drift back off.
Now, that's not always been the case. We did try those Kevin J. Anderson.
The Seven Sons
books. Oh, my gosh, I had
and I'm sure they're
nightmares.
Fine books.
But I had nightmares because there's these robots
things,
right? And they're called the Clickuses. And wasn't that one read by like George Goodell or
yes.
somebody?
And
there was Jordan Goddard. That's right. I'll never forget that.
Every time there was a chapter break, it was always from someone's point of view. And so they would announce who it was.
Who
one
was.
Of the characters was
Anton Colicos. But he was a Anton Colicos. You know, some things strike you funny sometimes for no apparent reason.
Like that one time we were reading Piers Anthony
on
the
Eye
River.
Oh, that was hilarious.
We were fast forwarding on the Eye River player, and most of you probably remember these. And you could fast forward while it would play. And what did it say? We were listening to
one of the
Xanth
books.
Xanth books,
and it said Eating Queen Iris.
Well, thank you.
And we did it like four times, and it did it the same way every time.
It's hilarious.
It was so funny.
We got very, very silly. There are books that we will reread, some more frequently than others.
We've reread most of Harry Potter.
Oh, a number. But not for a couple of years.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that again.
We can do that again.
We've read Harry Dresden's books a number of times.
Right.
What else?
But I think the reason we go with the series is because you kind of get in that mode in your brain and the worlds are so complex that the book we're reading right now, which is I think book 6 of the Dresden, or 6 or 7. And there are stuff that I had never heard, you know, like a little detail that I didn't remember. And I mean, even last night I had one of those nights where I couldn't sleep. Like we went to bed at like 11 after the Indians lost. I was probably depressed.
That's right.
And I laid in bed for almost 4.5 hours and finally went to sleep. And our alarm clock died.
Yeah, the alarm never went off.
And so...
And when I pressed it to see what time it was and I was like, ooh, that's bad.
That's a bad sound. So fortunately, I got up and got on the bus. But, so yeah, I mean, we tend to do the series because you kind of get in that mode and there's such a wealth of text. Like, and we've read, like, the David Edding series up there a few times.
There are books we won't read up there. Like we were saying, the Clicasis books,
right.
Which is what they're officially called here, the Clicasis books.
The Seven Sons something, I don't remember what they're called.
But, like, the Justin Cronin, the Passage and the 12,
no,
not gonna not happen.
Even, not even close.
But I do like them.
Yeah, they're fabulous books.
I thought they were great books. The Name of the Wind and A Wise Man's Fear.
Those are really good.
Yeah. Patrick Rothfuss, new book?
Yeah, come on, Patrick.
Hello?
You
know, you got other things to do other than go to conventions and talk to Neil Gaiman and everybody.
And
I mean,
Brandon
really?
Sanderson.
Come on. Hello? Jason Giambi got out.
I was going to read my book on the way home on the bus, and the driver decided he wanted to talk to me all the way home.
It's a good book?
It is a good book. I'm reading Reconstructing Amelia.
I liked it.
Yeah, I know you
did. It made me sad, though.
Yeah. But, like... A lot of Heinlein. I'll reread Heinlein. I'll reread the David Eddings books. There are some Diane Duane Star Trek books that I'll reread.
Mm-hmm.
Romulan Way and Spock's World are two of my very favorite. I think they're very true to the nature of the original series and fill in some backstory without really violating any canon.
Watchers, we've read
Watchers
6,000 times.
Watchers is the quintessential dog person book.
What else?
Lightning. I like Lightning, too, by
Dean
Koontz.
Yeah, Lightning's good.
Lightning's a good book. And that's read by the fabulous Pam Ward. I met a audio voiceover artist today, who has books on Audible. Her name is... and I don't think she would mind, right? Because she has
audiobooks. No, it's always good to publish.
She reads faith-based Christian fiction suspense book things, she said. And her name was Anne Harrison. And so if you're into that kind of textbook and you're listening, you might want to go check her out. She was very, very nice and had a very lovely voice. I was going to tell Nance that Stefan Rodnicki came in and bought an iPad.
I would have smacked him. Scott Breck was in the store.
Scott, you need to go up and talk to my wife. Here's the directions. You better go. Just start driving right now. Yeah, you know, and here's Nance. She's wearing, you know, her T-shirt.
Yes, sweatpants.
Sweatpants and what could best be called casual attire.
This is the T-shirt that says, I boop your nose, and it has like a... Yeah, that would be
good. You may have a lack of proper undergarments on at the present time.
Yes. Well, you better make that clear because, you know...
She's not wearing a bra, people.
I don't
people.
Have a bra on. Excuse me, this is not safe for work. I'm sorry.
Oh, people know what bras do. Anyways, so, good. Yeah, I can just see Scott. Oh, hi, Nat.
I would die. I would be mortified. I would be
I would be in so much trouble.
You would. You would die a slow, painful.
You know, I would call you like 10 minutes before he got here and said, "You better get dressed. That's all I'm saying. Gotta go. Bye bye." You'd still kill me.
I probably would.
Yeah, you probably would. What other books do we like that we've read hundreds of times? I'm trying to think. I have read Number of the Beast a number of times. I really like that book. A lot of people don't.
Yeah. Friday. I've read Friday several times.
You really like Friday. I like Friday, too. See, we're back to Heinlein. Lots and lots of Heinlein. And we'll just put this out there. If you're flying around in the Dora and you're waiting to come pick us up, why are you waiting?
Yeah, we're right here.
We're ready to go. So let's make that happen, people.
Come on.
Lazarus, come on. Buddy boy.
And you know George R. R. Martin. You need to get your butt in gear, too.
See, I'm out on George.
Oh, I'll have to text Wallens here in a moment.
Anyway, so that's what we know. Those are the books that we read a lot. And there are others. I think there are series that we won't go back to, or we don't read over and over. The Lucas Davenport series. We could go back and start that over. I think we did at one point. Didn't we read it together?
We probably did.
From the beginning?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I don't know if we... I think we did. And I don't know if we ever got all the way through. The Robert Jordan...
Wheel
of Time.
Right.
You have to set aside a year of your life to read that.
Though. I know. In the more than 10 years we've been reading together.
I know. Weird, huh?
It is weird.
So, yeah.
So that's our reading together boo. And if you have any questions or want to know any of these authors, just DM us or private boo us, and we'll be happy to chat.
Exactly.
All right. Have a lovely evening, everyone.
Yes.
And I'm sure that we'll be hearing from the hatchling shortly.
I don't know what she's talking about tonight, do you?
No. I'm sure she does.
I'm sure she does. She always does.
Yes, she does.
She's right on the ball.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Talk to you guys all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.